In Zanzibar, nutmeg we use for the spice, but only one spoon. Doesn't matter how size of dish, you can make only one spoon. And it's important for your dish to give you more nice. If you increase much of it, it's going to be a problem. And it's as a drug. Some people here, when they're missing alcohol, they just dry it and they make the powder. Much of it they're putting in the water. Maybe 10 spoon, 5 spoon, even 15, depending on you how you want it strong. And then you drink the water. It gives you like a drug. So you feel like a drunk.
Boom.
Yeah. You, instead of using kind of the wine, you're going to use this one. But also it's important for kind of the ladies we have here. In Zanzibar, we are getting marriage from the ladies very young. So they're getting scared, fear. Yeah, to be the first time with the men. They just find the nutmeg powder. The grandparent, they put it in a porridge or kind of tea. Or coffee sometimes they give their daughter, especially to change their mind. And they're getting like...
relaxed.
Yeah, relaxing. They fear, scared, it's going to be away. This is the one that's a way to affect their mind.
So the father gave to the daughter?
Not the father.
For the son-in-law?
Yeah, I mean the grandmother. Yes, not the mother, it's grandmother. They're responsible to you. Because your grandmother may be already getting her name from her. Yes, the daughter getting her name from her grandmother. So they just find this one. Yeah, it's important also for the women that stay too long on the marriage without a pregnancy. It's going to help you to open the fallopian tube if you eat with the avocado.
Yes, find that nutmeg with
the
avocado?
Yes, nutmeg powder and avocado you can mix together.
Medicinal, any medicinal, any for is good for anything.
Which one?
The nutmeg.
The nutmeg good for fallopian cleaning. Oh. Yeah, for the blood system it's going to help you.
Okay. You mustn't take that.
Okay, ready?